Guys, we're back with part two, NBA, special NBA edition from Sources from the Sofa. If you didn't catch part one, this was supposed to be a quick 1 hour recording podcast, NBA preview. Granted, we are 2.5-3 weeks into the season already. By the time this goes up, it might be like another week. But we go over unders for both conferences. In part one, you will find the Eastern Conference talking about Celtics, Eastern Conference final previews, who's going to be in the playoffs, all that good jazz. And this is part two, Western Conference, talking about the same thing. Who's rising up to the top? It's a loaded West, man. I go on a few rants about my Lakers. I'm happy. I'm not happy. I'm happy. I'm not happy. I do like the JJ Redick hire, though. So excuse me, Laker fans, for me hating on my own team. We got Western Conference final picks at the end of this one. And then some NBA final predictions, which... you might be surprised, you might not, but this is part two of Sources from the Sofa's special two-part NBA podcast. We hope you enjoy. Cheers. Now we're back with the Western Conference. That was kind of fun going over the East. Didn't expect it to go that long. I thought we were going to knock this out 1 hour, but Let's knock out the teams that are not going to make the playoffs. Let's start from there. If you want, we can briefly go over their over-unders just as we make some key predictions, but not go into too much detail. Who's not going to the playoffs, guys?
Utah.
I'll write that down. Utah. I think Spurs are not going to the playoffs either.
Right. Well, right now, I mean, it's the West is so deep. I'm looking at the five teams right now in the West, not in the playoffs. Clippers, Spurs, Trailblazers, Pelicans, Jazz. Those are the five teams right now not in the playoffs.
I mean, Rome said Spurs. I think Portland's up there too.
Yeah, Portland's there. Spurs, Portland, Pelicans, Jazz, and Clippers. And I'm going to say all five of those don't. I'm going to agree. I think the teams that are right now in the top 10 are all going to finish in the top 10.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think tough to disagree because the top – who's in the top 10 right now are really good teams. So
let's just go over quick over and unders just to kind of review this real quick. We got Utah. We crossed off. They are 28.5 over under. They won last year.
31 games.
31, yeah.
I'll take under.
Under 28, huh?
Yeah.
I'd agree with Aaron. Even that 31 last year, like, didn't they come out of the box like hot? And it was like super unexpected.
I don't know if it was last year or the year before. They were like 12-3, remember? They came out hot. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but yeah,
I'm bleeding these years together. We're supposed to be tanking and all of a sudden they're winning games.
You know, I know they have some pretty decent talent. I'm going to go
Was it their rookie player that they just lost for, what, fractured fibula for the season? They just lost somebody.
Here, pull it up real quick. Well, they got Laurie Markin. The guy's a beast. They got they added Patty Mills, which doesn't
Patty
have
Mills
much
is
left.
Old man. He's old.
They got rid of Westbrook.
We had a big game tonight.
I'm kind of bullish on the Jazz, though. I
do like Jordan Clarkson.
I'm going to go over on them.
Taylor Hendricks was the one who went in surgery for a broken right leg and dislocated ankle.
Pelicans. They were – what city do they live in?
New Orleans.
46.5. They won under, 49 under. Games last year. Under?
Yeah.
Is this time to blow it up?
I feel like Zion has been wanting to get out of there since he got drafted.
Yeah. You got under two, Jason?
Yeah.
Trailblazers. Portland. Which is a fun city to visit, by the way.
Love Portland, man. But
I would like to go back.
21.5.
They won.
I'll take over, man. I'll take over 21.5. They'll win 22 games at least. 22-60. Pit me down for over 21.
I got them as a 26-win team. I think they'll get better. They have some young guys, right? I just don't know if Chauncey's the coach for them long term. Jason, who you got over under?
I'll take the over too.
Ooh. This Chauncey's 30 year in Portland?
Yeah. Which I don't know how the hell he got the job, to be honest with you.
He did a good job announcing on TV, dude.
He wasn't that good. that one's a weird one.
No, I mean, he was a top assistant there for Ty Lue, right? For the Clippers. When the Clippers were... I believe, you know. And he was a good leader for the Pistons there as a player. And, you know, he did some TV. He was a good assistant coach. And Portland, I forget why they moved off of Terry Stouts. You know, I forget what that whole scandal was. Or maybe he just kind of walked away. I don't remember. Something happened there.
A little bit of both, just not enough winning, you know, coming up short. They were kind of blaming him for that.
Well, they just got into the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors a few years.
Yeah, no, they did great. They just couldn't get over that last hump. But also they had like the Rockets, you know, like Rockets that when they should have won one or two of those championships away from the Golden
Portland,
State Warriors.
Like you mentioned, Rome's a great basketball town.
That's cool.
But they've just ran into like the hardest, baddest luck ever. They ran into the Lakers. They ran into the Kings. They ran into the great MJ Pippen.
Yeah, just bad luck, dude. I feel bad, man.
And I love the city of Portland. I like to see them better.
Yeah, it's fun.
The old Rose Garden, man. The old Rose Garden. I don't know what it's called now, but that's what I remember as a kid.
I don't know.
You're sounding like Shooter McGavin and Happy Gilmore. I love the city of Portland. Every time I go there.
Let's talk.
Happy Gilmore 2 is coming, man. It's coming.
It is. Hopefully it's good.
We can do a movie review on the soon-to-be debuted movie pod, you know?
We could do it, yeah. let's talk Clippers before we go to Spurs, just because I'm not a big fan of the Clippers. I don't care too much for them. I don't care too much about their new wall, Intuit Dome. Allegedly looks legit, though. They kept Harden, obviously. They kept Zubac, which I thought the Lakers should have kept him. Don't understand why they gave him away for fucking peanuts.
Give him away for a steak and a bottle of wine, dude.
Basically, was that Pelinka's first trade? Or was that Johnson when he like shat the bed for one fucking year and then blamed it on Pelinka?
I think it was Magic, dude. I want to say it was Magic.
Magic. By the way, Magic was at the parade, front and center at the daughter parade. And my cousins got really good photos. I'm tired of seeing Magic Johnson taking all the credit for every fucking team.
He's in Washington now, too, celebrating victories.
He's one of the
part
owners. He's like, I'm really proud of my guy, Jaden Daniels. I'm like, ever since he threw the Lakers underneath the bus, I'm just not a big Magic guy. And, you know, like, anyways, back to the Clippers. They lost Paul George. It was either George or Harden. And Westbrook's out. Plumlee's out. They picked up Dunn. Porter Jr.? He's on the team.
The next one from Portland?
Huh?
The brother or what?
Yeah.
Wait, Porter.
Kevin Porter Jr.
Yeah, no, his brother's now serving jail time, which...
Well, one of the brothers is, yeah.
Yeah.
I did see a familiar face on the bench, Jeff Van Gundy, man, assistant coach for the Clippers. Good to see him, man. It's good to see him again.
That's a good pickup, actually. That's a really good pickup. Huh.
Maybe their best offseason pickup right there.
Well, they're over-under is 35.5. And they won 51 games last year. Jeez.
Not a lot of love. Well, I mean, when Norman Powell is your leading scorer through 7 games right now, I think that's why there's not a lot of love.
Well, Harden's playing pretty good.
But Norman Powell's still their leading scorer.
Yeah.
You got over, Aaron?
Yeah, I'll take the over.
I'm taking the under.
Wow.
Yeah, Norman Powell, 25 points a game. We don't know when Kawhi is coming back, obviously.
He's not playing, dude. He's been... Yeah. This is tough. I'm going to... 35? They should win more than 35 if they have Kawhi at least for like 30 games.
They feel to me like a 38-win team. If everybody gets right and healthy, they got some players still and they're well coached. Lou's a good coach. Just mentioned Jeff Van Gundy. I think they can muster it out. If Kawhi comes back and plays enough game, they can muster out 40, 42 wins. But I'll say they get the 38. I'll take the over 35.5.
Cool. I'm leaning on the over, but not sold. I wouldn't bet on this one at all. Spurs real quick. 35.5, same as the Clippers. They won, 21 games last year? Now, they're pretty exciting. 22 games, my bad. They got Wemby, who was dominant in the Olympic Games. I think he's already leading the league in blocks. The guy's a beast. He's stronger. He's quicker. He's shooting threes more efficiently. Got some nice spin move that he added to his game. But I think they should be tanking just to kind of, get another high draft pick here. 35.5 might get them the 12th seed?
That's where they're at right now, 12. I'll take under 35.5 with the Spurs.
Under?
They'll get 30. I think they get...
Chris Paul's looking a little older.
Well, Paul's older than us, guys. Oh. I think he's about our age, but yeah. He's been around since we've been around.
Popovich, that way. And I don't even know what the health scare with Popovich is, but it doesn't sound like he's going to be back anytime soon.
Yeah, they haven't said, but yeah. They
haven't said, so it sounds serious.
Yeah, which I'd go under too. I think, Wemby's still growing, as a player in the league. Harrison Barnes, Chris Paul. I mean, this is like the remnants of the Warriors from 5 years ago at this point.
You're right. In the meantime, I'll go from top to bottom with the current standings right now for the rest of the league. Or do you guys want to end with a Thunder? You guys want to start with a Thunder or end with a Thunder?
We start with Thunder.
Thunder on fire right now, 7-0. Their over-under is 57.5. They won 57 games last year. That's pretty ballsy. That's a high number, but they're loaded, man. They're loaded with talent. And depending on what you think about SGA, is he like top three, top five player in the NBA, going to take another step and dominate? They had like a tough loss in the playoffs last year. You got to figure like those are all growing pains and they're going to be coming back hungrier than ever. They kind of look like a 60-win team. I'm not going to lie. They, in my opinion, they might be the best, deepest team in the NBA. Maybe even better than the Celtics.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of love. This would be a tough one for me to actually go out and bet. I would probably stay away, but if I were to lean one way or the other, I would say the over two. You mentioned the growing pains. Still a young team, and generally in the NBA, you take those lumps in the playoffs. You have a second round exit. You lose a conference final. You get to the finals. So I think this is them putting their foot down in the regular season, being the number one seed, going to the playoffs and taking a next step and get beyond where they were last year.
I forgot Gordon Hayward retired. So he was on the team last year. But Giddy, he's now with the Bulls. That's your guy, Aaron. But they added Caruso. I think that's like the biggest pickup for him to come off the bench when he's
Caruso
like a legitimate.
And what,
Alex Caruso and Hartenstein. Yeah.
Hartenstein. That's who it was.
A baller. So, they got
he's
deeper.
Hurt right now.
He is hurt, yeah. But to have Alex Caruso come off the bench and running that second unit, this is like, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, the Thunder had depth last year, but they didn't have size. Now with Hartenstein, they add size.
Coming from the Knicks, right? That's
Caruso's
a big loss for the Knicks, too.
Yeah. Caruso's a big guard, too. Uh-huh. Like, he's long, lanky, 6'4", 6'5". That's why LeBron liked them. Caruso reminds me of an old, he fit in perfect actually with the Bulls because he's an old Phil Jackson, like big, tall, lengthy guard.
Oh, Jackson would love him.
That could defend, shoot spot threes. Perfect. 57.5, you mentioned. They feel like a 60-win team, 61, 62. To me, they're the team that's actually going to win the most games in the NBA in the regular season. So I would take the over for sure.
All right.
Even though they lost tonight to Denver, their first loss of the year, 2-point loss. Your boy Westbrook went off.
Yeah, Denver's interesting. We'll get to them. Suns, 48.5. They won 49 games last year. We already know about their triple dragon threat, Durant, Bradley Beal, who for some reason is considered a superstar, though. He hasn't really played that much, in our lifetime. He had, two good years. He has that big contract. And then, of course, they have Booker. So
it's an interesting team. Obviously,
new coach,
early playoff legs at last year. A lot of controversy about Durant. And I brought Durant up at the Heat. Probably doesn't seem likely you leave a 7-1 team to go to the Heat. But same time, this is where, there's always something swirling around Durant. But a lot of investment into this team, draft picks given up for this first to work. On paper, this is a team that should be competing, you know, to go to the Western Conference Finals. 7-1, great start so far. Over under at start of this year, you had 48.5, and they won 49 last year.
Yeah.
Feels like it should be the over. I know we're getting to it 8 games into the season with them sitting at 7-1. It looks like a good bet. Could just depend. You mentioned Beal, his health, and then, you know, how many games is Durant play, and are we putting too much on Booker?
Not sure. A lot of people think this is one of the better teams in the NBA.
I'm one of them.
Huh?
I'm one of them.
You're one of them.
I'm bullish on Phoenix.
Yeah, I kind of disagree, but they're loaded with talent. They didn't upgrade their coach. I really like Vogel. Just Vogel didn't fit with these pieces and in this time frame. But now they got Mike, who offensive prowess, and that's obviously you see the Bucks the way they look without Mike under the helm. So yeah, probably over what 52 wins, maybe 55.
I like to bullish. I think they get 55 wins, 54, 55 over. You guys said Western Conference. To me, they're the second best team in the West, if everybody's right. I'm big on Phoenix this year.
Is this your lock?
The finish number, get the 2 seed?
No, just lock on the over. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Lock on the over.
You're picking them as a 2 seed?
I think they're going to possibly get the 2 seed. Yeah, I like them coming in on the over. You know, they are 7-1 right now, but I liked it beforehand. Their only loss was against the Lakers, a game they were up 20 points here at the old Crypto. So they got a couple wins against the Clippers. Clippers are tough. They play tough. It's tough to win games in the NBA sometimes with all these young teams. You never know what you're going to get. They've played a lot of back-to-backs. But they did some nice additions. The coach picked up the point guard that was a backup there in Memphis for a while.
Yep.
So they got some more depth on their team.
I feel we glossed over the fact that Roman's on a first name basis with the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. We just
I can't pronounce his last name, dude. Mike, I don't want to butcher it.
Budenholzer.
Budenholzer. Coach B, man. Coach Mike B, man.
They brought Mike in, you know, and Mike this. I'm like, man, does he know Coach Budenholzer? Like, I don't know, man. We're just calling him Mike.
That's really funny. I'm glad you caught that.
I want to be like
Thanks,
Mike.
Jason. Fucking throw me under the bus.
No, maybe you and Mike are close, you know?
I really liked him on the Bucks, and then I thought he didn't do enough. And Aaron was right. Aaron was right on that one.
Well, yeah, I mean, Budenholzer comes from the Popovich tree.
Yeah.
He went to Atlanta. He did a great job in Atlanta.
Great job in Atlanta.
I mean, he had, you know, Al Horford, all those guys, top four team every year.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that was kind of the Miami Heat prime. The Pacers with George and all those guys were kind of going.
I love those Pacers teams. They should have. Yeah.
And then he moved on. Milwaukee brought them a title. And, yeah, the bubble, they got, swept? Yeah, I think they got swept in the bubble. And then the next year, Giannis gets hurt in game one against Miami, and they get a gentleman sweep in 5, and then they moved off him.
Yeah, not a good move. Talk about teams that should have won a couple championships and just got bad luck, as well as the Pacers. That team with Ron Artest, right? They were the best team in the NBA that year. And the Mouse in the Palace, and that totally derailed that whole season. That team was loaded, and then they regroup with – yeah, Paul George. I can't remember who else was on that team, but they were fun. Owned LeBron, but Stevenson.
Yeah,
blowing in LeBron's ear. I really love that team, too. He was one of my favorite players when he was playing. I love the antics. Anyways, Golden State Warriors, 43.5 was their over-under. Obviously, they're off to a hot start. They're looking really awesome right now. They won 46 games last year. Just can't fucking stand the Warriors. I like the Warriors. They were fun to root for until they started buying those championships with Durant. I don't know why I'm such a hater, because not like my teams don't do that.
Wait. So you're saying in a salary cap era, a team is buying championships, yet your Dodgers just got $1 billion payroll, and you're quiet on that.
Yeah. No,
It's all good.
Baseball's a equal footing too. Yeah,
it's different in baseball. Yeah. It's regional.
It's a regional sport.
I'm gonna send you guys a clip to justify my baseball take.
They signed a free, so the Warriors signed a free agent underneath the salary cap to make their 73 win team.
Durant should have never won. They should have won. Thunder should have beat.
You're not wrong, but that's not a reason to hate the Warriors. But
that's my reason to hate them.
All right. Well,
they lost Chris Paul. Klay Thompson's gone to the Mavs, which he's playing pretty good with the Mavs so far.
I don't know, Aaron, though. Buddy Hield upgrade over Klay Thompson, though. I mean, I
agree.
That's an upgrade.
I agree. That's not a hot take either. I agree. Definitely an upgrade.
Especially defensively. So, over? Under?
I mean, yeah. tough for us to be honest at this. It was 43 and a half they were at? The start,
to be honest with you, I would have probably said right around there for 42 wins for them.
I mean, with them at their record right now, though, I don't even know if 43 and a half is there. That's got to be higher right now.
They're what 7-1?
Yeah, they're 7-1. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I told Ron before I liked the Warriors.
You did.
I had them about a 48 win team, so I would take the over. They're right now projected. What do they got them at, Warriors?
Jason, did you have over for the
55.
Suns?
55. Right now they got them at 55.
I would not bet that at all.
I'd go under that.
Yeah, I'd go under.
I go under that too. I feel like they're a 48, maybe 50 win team. To me, like, you know, Jason said, upgrade there, getting rid of Thompson. They're a little more younger, a little more quicker, a little more athletic, and they've always played small ball, and they still got Steph Curry. Draymond seems to have his headspace good. Remember, he was thinking about retiring and suspended 12 games or whatever they, you know, in-house. Well-run organization. Steve Kerr knows what he's doing with the team. They'll get a 4 or 5 seed maybe in the West.
Really? Pretty ballsy take. Rockets, 43 and a half over under. They won 41 games last year. They hired Boston's coach. How do you pronounce his name? I don't want to butcher this one either. Udoka?
Let me look.
Ime Udoka?
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 Yeah.
He made them really competitive last year. That was a really good hire. He should have never been fired from the Celtics. But what was the scandal again? Like, what happened? Like, yeah, he got a massage from someone's wife or something? Oh, he was banging everyone's wife. That's right. That's why he got fired. I totally forgot. He was banging all the executives' wives and even some of his coaches' wives. What a fucking... Maybe not a good person, but a good coach.
Yeah, why some people are out watching the movie The Town, he was putting in work in The Town, if you get my drift on that one.
He really was. Dude, once all that stuff came out, and his wife is... I had a crush on her growing up.
Weren't they kind of like in an open actress relationship too? Kind of low key?
I think that's what people said to excuse whatever was going on there. But
her Instagram post did not look like they were on an open relationship. She was not happy all that shit came out.
Yeah, you know, you could say what you want, but in a corporate environment anywhere else, like,
it's frowned upon to sleep
that
on.
That is frowned upon. You're getting called to HR. So, I mean, even in I think there was some other stuff about the workplace and stuff like that. And that's just like in sports, it's always very dismissive. But if you work at any other company in the world, you know, around the workplace like that, you're out. So,
yeah, that's funny. They didn't really add much. They just kind of re-signed their guys, Jalen Green, Holiday. They picked up AJ Griffin from the Hawks. Either way, though, I think they're going to improve. I got the over. And I think I'm going to go with
43 and a half you got?
Man. I think they're a 44, 45 win team. What's the update now on them?
I agree. I think they're a 44, 45 win team. I would lean over.
Is it still 43 and a half?
They're at 42.
Right now, their projection's 40 wins.
They're not an under 500 team. They're better than that.
I don't know about much more than that. I, if it's 43 and a half, you're saying the preseason line, I would go under 41, 42.
Okay.
I'm with you, Rome. I think they get 44, maybe 45 wins.
Yeah.
But they're right there. They're right there.
Yeah, that's a good.
That's one I wouldn't bet, man.
I wouldn't put my house on it now. And if Coach can keep his dick in his pants, you know, things should be fine.
It's Houston, man. That's tough down there. That's tough. A lot of the players like it down there.
Do they? I've never been to Houston. I've always wanted to visit. I don't know.
Harness got his jersey tie retired over there at the strip club. He's got that WWE belt hanging up there too. You know.
Yeah, I stay away from party cities, man. I'm already wilding out here in San Francisco and LA. You know, I don't need Miami or Houston.
You're definitely good. Hey, if you went a weekend in Miami, Rome, I don't think we'd see you for a month.
I think you're probably right. Mavs. Let's go with the Mavs. Obviously picked up Klay Thompson. That was a big pickup. They're the Dallas Mavericks, right?
Yes.
Blank right now. Resigned Morris. They picked up Dinwiddie, Klay Thompson. Those are the big ones. They did lose Hardaway Jr., depending on how you feel about that. Josh Green as well to the Hornets. Hornets are a weird team.
Where did Hardaway Jr. go? We were just talking about him the other day.
Trade to the Pistons.
That's right.
Every time I hear the word Dallas, I just hear about Debbie Does Dallas, but I don't know where that phrase comes from, though. Debbie Does Dallas. I don't. Does anybody know? What? Where's that phrase from?
I don't know, but I'm not Googling it.
Okay. I've never Googled it. I mean,
are we doing over-under for Dallas Mavericks wins or for Debbie Does, you know, in a year?
Is that like a porno? See, I didn't grow up watching pornos or anything. I don't go to strip clubs. That's out of my. That's not me.
That's not him.
Well, so 49 and a half, but I'll go over Dallas 49 and a half.
I won 50 games last year.
Yeah, I think so too. Definitely with Klay having an overall upgrade of the team while, you know, downgrade for, we were talking through with Buddy Hield being an upgrade over him in Golden State, but I think this is a shooter for, you know, Luka and Kyrie to, you know, space the floor a little better. I think I go over too.
Cool. Let's do the Timberwolves, which I love them. I like their team. Their over under is 52.5. They won 56 games last year. Had a nice run. I thought they were going to go to the finals, and then things fell apart from there. I think they just got out-coached, and it was a bunch of young guys. The lights were really big, and they kind of went away from the game plan of how they destroyed Denver the previous round. Obviously, they got Julius Randle. I think that's a really big pickup for them, as well as Dante DiVincenzo from the Knicks. Got some grittiness. I think Minnesota is a pretty gritty team. They did lose some key guys, Cat, their main one, but 52.5, man. I think they got to be better.
I disagree. I think they're going to be worse. So
why is that?
I'd take. I mean, you Julius Randle's a really good player, but he's not a star. You take away Cat, you know. I know there's probably some X's and O's stuff you could talk about with Julius Randle able to do some things down low to help out Anthony Edwards and stuff. But I think Cat provided a different element on both ends of the floor. And when that trade first went off, like I texted some people. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. You're giving up a star for a B-minus star in Julius Randle that the Lakers got rid of and a role player in DiVincenzo. So you had a team that was top of the West last year, and now you're trading away your, you know, a top player. I just think, again, from the chemistry thing, the way it's working out, I would say the under.
To combat that, I just think Anthony Edwards is taking the next step, man. This is the next number one guy, looking like Jordan on the court. Hell, it could be Jordan's kid for all we know. He looks like Jordan.
Well, he could be taking the next step.
Rumored.
Yeah. I heard he wants to go play football, though. So he's just, you know, going to win a ring and go play football. It's some interview he did. So
Yeah. It's all he said he could tackle, Derrick Henry. And Henry said, hell no.
Yeah, it was an interview, I forgot for what, with Justin Jefferson as well. But so you got under Jason, fair, AT?
Yeah, I thought Minnesota overachieved 56 wins last year. 52, 53 feels about right. You know, to Jason's point, Kay Towns losing him, he was more of a spacer of the floor. You know, he calls himself the greatest 7-foot 3-point shooter in the world, NBA history. And he might damn well be. Randall kind of had that and then lost it. And then I know early in the year he was shooting about 40%. Yeah. So if they can get that element from him, along with the physicality which he brings to kind of, you know, mix him in with Gobert, and then they got the sixth man of the year coming off the bench to help. I like Minnesota. I don't think they're going to win 56 games, but I think they're built better to perform better in the playoffs where it matters most, and I think that's the most important thing for Minnesota. So
I agree.
I'm going to say I think they win 52 or 53 games. It's right there. It's, for me, it's right on the money. I'm going to lean. I'll take over. I'll say they win 53 games, but I wouldn't be surprised if they win 52, 51.
Yeah, they're definitely over 50 team for sure. Timberwolves are kind of like an interesting pick, man. Like if they like click.
DiVincenzo adds depth to that team too.
Yeah, I like him as a dark horse NBA champion.
I won't say no, but like, what do these guys do with Gobert at like a certain point? Because like, you got like your second highest paid player, I believe he still is. Like, you basically take him off the floor during crunch time for the most part.
It's kind of weird because he keeps on winning.
They just gave him an extension too, didn't they?
The year before, I think.
Yeah.
After, and then he won the Defensive Player of the Year award again.
Well, they got Naz Reid. Naz Reid is, he's an undersized, you know.
But he's nice.
He's 6'9". So they can go Naz Reid 6'9", Julius Randle 6'7", 6'8". That's still small. And they're not really, you know, but Julius Randle, for all I love him, he's not really a great perimeter defender against a 2 or 3.
That's he's a little flat-footed. No,
that's not his game.
I do like the grittiness, though. Like, there are bruisers in there, and then Anthony Edwards.
So, like, to Jason's point, Minnesota with Kay Towns at a 5 matched up really well with the Thunder and the Mavericks because they play small ball, and the Warriors, I feel, are going to be in that mix, too. So, does Julius Randle become your 5 and then rotate the 5 with him? And then, again, your, you know, supposed defensive player of the year, Gobert's back on the bench.
Yeah.
Come playoff time.
Let's move on to the next one. Denver Nuggets, 51.5 for their over-under. They won 57 games last year. Let's just pull up some notes real quick. So Jamal Murray re-signed a 4-year extension. By the way, he looks a step or two. I know we're early in the season, but he's looked like he's slowed down every year since they won that chip. Not a good sign. Without him, they don't win that championship, and they probably should have won another one a year or two prior. They also got DeAndre Jordan back. Obviously added Russell Westbrook and Dario Saric. KCP left, and Reggie Jackson, which I thought those two guys were pretty big pivotal pieces for their championship runs. I think that's a big loss. And kind of like the way I felt like about the Milwaukee Bucks a couple years ago, I'm starting to feel like that for the Denver Nuggets. They're starting to look a little beat up and old, and they've had some long playoff runs, but now homeboy doesn't have enough help now to make a deep run. I think the window's over. I think it's out. I got the under on this one. They're under 50 wins.
51.5 under?
Yeah. I think the West is just too deep, too tough. Everyone got better except for them.
If it was 51.5 still, I'd take the over. I'm not going to disagree with Rome as far as the help that Jokic is getting. However, I don't think you can count this man out to put up an MVP season all year. And, you know, Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon in the mix to a degree, helping him out. This guy is and close
Aaron,
to unstoppable.
Aaron Gordon's out too now. Aaron Gordon's just hurt. I think he's out, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
I don't know. I just think he's too much of an unstoppable type of player at a certain point that it's just going to be 50 wins off the top right there.
Yeah, so let's look at – they won tonight, gave the Thunder their first loss. I'm looking at the Jokic line right now. 23 points, 20 rebounds, 16 dimes.
Guy's a beast, dude.
That's about Murray and Aaron Gordon. They were an underdog by 5 points tonight. I thought the Thunder was a lock to win this game, and they balled out. Everyone, they had four starters with 24 points or more in this game. So – I agree 100% with you, Rome. This feels like a team of this group. Their window is closed. Murray seems to be slowing down. He faded last year towards the end. The playoffs wasn't a great run. He had a terrible Olympics for Team Canada. He got off to a really bad start, and then he gets the concussion. The team's actually 3-0 without him. Obviously, they're better with him. But Denver feels like a team that needs to make a splash in free agency and get somebody there to join the Joker. And I just don't know why nobody would want to join the best player in the world. He makes life so much easier for you.
Why is that actually?
I really
don't
know.
It's so weird. It's weird.
I really don't know.
Chill guy.
They're real. Yeah. Great coach and Michael Malone.
Great coach.
Organization's well ran. I mean, Denver's always been well run. I mean, maybe it has to do with one playing at altitude. Never played there, but
to be honest with you, I've never been to Denver, but it sounds like a cool place to visit. I really want to go.
Yeah, but everybody talks about altitude and how it affects you, and you can basically 6 minutes into a game and you feel like you've been running for an hour.
Is that how it is?
I don't know. Never done it. Never been there. But that's, what we hear. Honestly, I'm surprised no one like KCP left. The NBA seems to me like everybody's just trying to get the highest dollar bid. And there's always, towards the end of a guy's career, you'll see somebody, partner up with somebody and take a minimum wage contract. I mean, if I was a player, I would be dying to play with the Joker. Because you know he's going to pass you the ball. 16 dimes tonight with not one player that's even going to remotely make an all-star game again.
Possibly, yeah.
Against the best team in the NBA.
So what are you thinking?
Under.
Under. Yeah, it seems like a 46-win team. I don't know.
They'll be at 48, 49. I mean, they're between 48 and 52 wins.
That's fair.
And they're at 51.5. I'll say they go under. I say they win 50 games.
Let's take it up now with the Sacramento Kings. Over-under's 46.5. I think they won 46 games last year. Yeah, 46 games. This is a pretty interesting team. They re-signed Malik Monk, who I like. They added DeMar DeRozan. I think we talked about this on the phone the other day, Aaron. They picked up some other guys. I'm not really too familiar. Harrison Barnes left the trade with the Spurs. Duarte, Chris, he was pretty solid for them last year. He's now with the Bulls. They got De'Aaron, McDermott, Sabonis. They got some tough guys on this team. It's just a really crowded West. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, they add DeMar DeRozan, but for me, they don't have any size. Outside of Sabonis, who is what, 6'9"? Their next best player, big man, is Alex Len. He's been around forever, 7-footer, hasn't accomplished anything much in the league outside of just being, a role player. De'Aaron Fox is the baller. DeMar DeRozan, I mean, they could score points, but can they defend it against anybody? To me, the Kings didn't get better, but they didn't get worse. They're just the same to me.
Yeah.
They added a flashy name at DeMar DeRozan, but it's not going to be something that pits them another 5-6 games in the win column. Maybe they win two more games, but first round exit again, if they even get past the play-in.
So
I'd stay away from it if it's 46.5, but if you're telling me to pick something, I'd go under.
I lean under too. I'd take the under.
I'm leaning over, but 48 wins max maybe. I like them. It's just, it's a loaded West. Let's go with Memphis Grizzlies, which, where the hell are they on my list?
47.5. They won 27 last year, obviously injury-riddled team last season.
Injury-riddled. They got their boy back, though. He's not suspended. He's not punching 17-year-old kids in pickup games anymore. Every time like you have like a star player with like that kind of like off the court drama or off the field, they never come back the same, right? It's been kind of like the MO, like not only in this league, but the NFL with Deshaun Watson. They just, these long suspensions just like kind of kill the momentum and the vibes.
Agree, man. Agree.
I was just looking at Jason's face right now.
I was yawning. Sorry.
Oh, that was a yawn?
That was a yawn.
Oh, Jason's got to be up in like 5 hours, man, to go to work. So he's like, he thought he was coming on for an hour pod, and he's on.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up really shortly. So Memphis, they got Scottie Pippen Jr.
Oh, wow. Who's better, Scottie Pippen Jr. or Bronny James Jr.? Quick, well, I'll take your answer off the air.
Pippen Jr. is obviously a legit player. Bronny.
No, let's not get into Bronny. I'll take under Memphis 47.5 since we're on them.
Under?
I agree with Aaron. I think, you know, Ja put together a pretty solid year, but competitive West, you know, just not a super explosive team. They always got the grindhouse going down in Memphis, right? So they'll be grinding it to get into the bottom of the playoffs.
Yeah. I think it really depends on Ja, right? If he kind of captures like what he was a couple years ago, then they're going to be dangerous and they're going to be, you know, a tough out when it comes to playoff times. I think they're right there at that 47, 48 win. I'm leaning under. But we'll see. Last playoff team? Is this the last team?
Last team, man. You saved it for you, man. I'm expecting a huge take for you on this one.
Oh, wow, man. I forgot about this team.
Yeah, me too. Well, he lost today. No shocker. Over under 43.5. They won 47 games last year. A big chunk of that was like all after January, as they've been doing the last two seasons, getting hot. And they look pretty formidable actually going into the playoffs.
Hey, you guys won a banner last year. You got the IST.
Man, you hung it in the
crypto. What they started playing like crap. Yeah, they fucking, right when they won that, it was just like false hope. It's like false promise. Oh yeah, dude, I forgot about that. Oh, they beat the Pacers in that championship game in that ugly court. Everyone's jerking each other off. And then they went like what, like 5-15, like for like a month and a half. Like, what's gonna happen? Is LeBron happy? All that stuff. Everyone's shitting on the coach, Darvin Ham, who he's been getting a lot of flack on X and on IG. Aaron, we talked about this, I think, on the phone. All the broadcasts, TNT, ESPN, just like having clips of like the way Darvin Ham looks like on the sidelines, hands in his pocket, looking fucking lost. And then you got JJ Redick here like, hey, guys, it's not over. Compassion, work on this, like actually writing down plays. And they didn't make Darvin Ham look any better when they showed like this highlight clip and he spelled foul wrong. Said don't foul, and he spelt it like the bird foul, and it's like, fuck, dude, they've been saving this. I didn't know this many people hated Darvin Ham. You know, he did take him, you know, to a
two years on the job, take him to a Western Conference final to lose to the eventual NBA champions.
Well, they lost all those games by a total of like 5 points,
and then play him again in the playoffs.
Another tough series.
And lose four games by like a total of 11 points. Yeah. Two of them basically buzzer beaters from arguably the best clutch NBA playoff guy in the last 5 years in Jamal Murray for game winners.
I forgot about that too. Oh my God. This is therapy.
I don't know. I'm looking at a headline though on ESPN.com right now about today's stuff. Redick praises LeBron, rips others for lack of effort. We're already starting that.
Well, he did score 39 points tonight, which is impressive.
No AD in the lineup.
Yeah, AD's on a tear. I think he's, and if he plays like this, man, that's MVP. This might be his year. But the fact that they've got AD playing lights out.
What is AD? I mean, he's got a bad foot. Supposedly it was bothering him during the Olympics. He's got a bone bruise. What does he have?
They're calling it, I guess, like the trainer. They found like a way to kind of mediate some of that pain so AD can play on it. I don't know, man.
Say an ankle.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the ankle. I think it has something to do more so with the foot or the heel.
Yeah, ankles are tough. That could knock you out a couple weeks.
Ankle wouldn't be hurting coming from the Olympics now. That would be healed up. I think it's something a little more deep-rooted in there. Given his size, a big guy, I don't like to have big guys having problems with their feet. That usually means they're going to miss some time.
Yeah, or their career's done, right?
Yeah.
I honestly think like J.J. Redick might be like a great hire. Just the way he breaks down film, the way he got his team already bought in, AD and the rest of the guys. I think the way he brought in Bronny for that one game so they can have like that moment, you know, undeserved, but I guess it's cool for the father-son moment with the Ken Griffey Jr. father-son team there. I'm gonna go with the over. I'm as much as I hate my Lakers, as much as I hate LeBron being on the team, I like the Redick hire. I do like the other pieces. They can't guard for shit, though. Their defense is fucking atrocious, as you've probably fucking seen, you know, for like some of the highlights. But they've also come back and had some pretty impressive, you know, games already with some pretty big victories in the short season. I'm going over 43.5.
I'll go with you, Rome. Yeah, I'll go with you on it. But I think 100% it's tied to AD's health. If he's going to be Rox for extended period of time, then it's going to be hard under. I think AD will be relatively healthy this year to do enough for this team to hit the over.
This will be the first time in his career he has back-to-back healthy years.
When he played 76 games last year?
Yeah.
I mean, if they can get 66-plus games out of him, that'd be great.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm with you guys, too. The over. Lakers are going to win 45 games this year, at least.
45, huh?
So I'm on the over, too. If J.J. Redick doesn't work out for him, he goes back to commenting in the booth calling color commentary, and then he gets another job somewhere else, just a recycle guy.
I liked him in the booth. He was actually a breath of fresh air in the finals.
Is Jay Billis now the new NBA guy? He was working with Doris Burke and...
Really? Jay?
Yeah. He's always been college basketball, but he was doing this NBA game tonight. I don't know if he's part of that team or not. This is the first game I watched on ESPN.
I got to hear an NBA game with him. I do like him for college basketball, but that'd be kind of cool.
Maybe he's just getting some broadcaster preseason reps in before his college basketball kicks off this weekend.
That's what I was thinking. I wasn't sure.
Billis knows his ball and he knows his rap. That guy's a G.
Yeah, Jay Billis is a good dude, man. I like him.
Yeah.
But he was working with Doris Burke and
do you guys like Doris Burke?
I do.
Yeah.
I like Doris. Yeah.
Yeah. I think she gives great insight.
Do you guys like it when they have the WNBA players doing announcing? Like, I can't remember.
I didn't catch that.
Like a Candace Parker. I think she's done
a few
games.
Well, she's on TNT with Kevin Harlan
squad.
And
yeah.
Stan Van Gundy?
Might be. I know Stan does games for TNT. Doesn't do studio.
Yeah,
but Candace does some
both.
Games, right?
Yeah.
So
I don't really watch the B Squad on that.
I actually like Candace. I think she does a pretty good job. I mean, I still for ESPN miss Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy. I don't think they should have ever broken up that duo.
No,
doesn't make any sense
to
me.
Makes no sense, man.
I mean, it got J.J. Redick hired and he got him a head coaching gig, so good for him.
Yeah,
but I think he would have gotten a job regardless of that position there.
Well, he was crazy breaking down film on his podcast, and then he brought LeBron in, so they're all jerking each other off.
Yeah,
they're drinking some shitty wine, by the way. But all right, cool. That does it for the West. Western Conference final, man. Yeah, let's do it. Who you got, Aaron?
I'll take the Thunder to come out of the West, beat the Suns.
Thunder beat the Suns, and you are fucking bullish.
I got the same matchup, but I'm going to say the Suns will defeat the Thunder.
What? Why is that?
I think Durant has got something to prove here. This is going to be like kind of the last stand right now of the old guard.
That guy's a fucking diva. Makes sense, actually, why Durant and Westbrook finally broke up, right? They've been like some pretty diva guys the past decade. Fucking drama nonstop with those two. I love Westbrook. My dog's named after Westbrook. Where is he? I don't know. Same fucking attitude, too. I'm going to go with the Thunder beating the Timberwolves in the conference finals. I think Anthony Edwards needs one more ass beating, and then he comes back and probably wins, rings off a few championships in the next 10 years. That's my prediction.
All right.
All right. What about NBA Finals?
NBA Finals, yeah. So you got Thunder. You got the Suns.
I have the Celtics beating the Knicks. And I think the Celtics defeat the Suns. They go back to back.
I'll take OKC to win their first franchise title. They'll beat the Celtics.
Yeah, it's hard for me to root for the Celtics, you know?
It's not rooting, it's just prediction, you know?
Yeah, I can't wear anything green. Can't do it. Any shade of Celtic green. I like the Celtics' chances of winning back-to-back, but I'll be rooting for the Thunder to win their first championship. Cool. Maybe we'll do this like every 2 weeks. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I know Nick, he'll be down to come on the pod to talk basketball at the end of the month before Thanksgiving. Maybe we'll do like a little check-in then, do like another check-in after the play-in tournament, whatever that is.
The IST tournament, you know?
IST tournament, probably so, Christmas.
Sounds like IST sounds like an STD, man.
That's it does, yeah.
The end-season tournament, man.
And I never had one. I don't even want to be around IST. Yeah. That sounds really dangerous.
It's kind, it's kind of hurting me hearing it, man. I prefer the end-season tournament or whatever the hell.
They needed to have a better name for it. Like, Europe gets away with this with soccer because it'd be like the Community Shield or like the FA Cup or, you know, MLS even does it. They like the USA Cup or the whatever like that. Like, just have it something else.
Well, now it's the Emirates, the flight, the Emirates Cup.
For the Premier League, for the FA Cup? Yeah, it's probably
not. No, I think that's what they're calling the NBA in-season tournament, the Emirates Cup.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it could be that.
I think that's what they're naming it, yeah.
All right, well, they get then. Yeah, change the name, the Emirates Cup.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's it, right? That's it.
NBA Cup 2024.
Are we going to
cover? They took it from soccer. It's the same shit in soccer.
Yep.
Fucking no new ideas, huh?
I told you, man.
Hey,
Adam Silver, man. Never. I'm never a big fan of his, man.
I like how aggressive he is because I thought David Stern was terrible, but some of the stuff is a little too aggressive, like renaming like all the MVPs for the Eastern Conference, Western Conference, all that shit. These colored floors, you know. I'm not really digging it.
Trying to do something. Ratings are down.
How long before they change the logo? From Jerry West to
LeBron.
I don't think he gets the logo. What would be LeBron's silhouette anyways?
I think
if they went to anybody, it'd be Kobe before LeBron.
Yeah, or...
Probably not, because LeBron's going to be an owner of some expansion Las Vegas franchise probably at some point, so he won't get the logo.
Jordan's too big with his brand.
Can't yeah, do Jordan
have to,
because
have
it's
to pay him. You'd have to pay him too much.
The guy's
it's
too
a,
fucking
it's,
rich
it's
now.
A brand of its own.
Yeah. That's so crazy. We'll do college basketball. When do you want to do college basketball, Aaron?
I don't want to do like no college basketball. We can just talk about games as they come up. It's fine
really?
With me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's your thing.
The only time to do college basketball is when it's fucking March Madness, man. We'll get a bracket. We fill it out. And
And then you just do some check-ins throughout the year. And then we look at once Super Bowl's over with, that's going into conference tournament time heading into March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason said, you got Friday, North Carolina at Kansas, Blue Bloods of college basketball. That's a big game, home game at the Allen Fieldhouse there in
Kansas.
That's
one of my teams, by the way, Jason, Carolina. Baby blue, basically.
I got a Jordan Carolina jersey kicking around here somewhere.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's pretty dope. That's pretty cool. Thanks so much for doing this.
No problem. You got a lot of editing to do on this one.
Yeah. I didn't do myself any favors on this one.
Nah, man.
I didn't. It was fun, though. I actually had fun on this one. It was good. I'll be editing a lot.
It was going smooth until you brought up...